people a question.
I don't know, actually. I feel like my identity changed a lot, especially, you know, from when I was a very young child.
I don't identify myself with, like, one specific background just because, like, my family's foreign from Angola, what's up? And my, but I grew up here, so I really consider myself, like, ethnically wise, like, really African-American.
I choose to identify myself as a straight savage.
I identify myself as a well-rounded student because I study, I do the basic curriculum.
I ask people a question. I ask the question, how do you choose to identify yourself? In the world we live in, the way we choose to identify ourselves is crucial to our character. But how much of our identity is influenced by the systems already set by society? My name is Sawali Vesley, and this is my podcast. Society has always ran on a system. As human beings, we use the system to find a way to understand the world around us. However, it seems as with evolution, we now give the system more power over how we identify ourselves. Why is that? As my mother explains, she believes it starts with the individual mindset.
Me claiming to be a Liberian or any other nationality is not what make me what I am. What make me what I am is myself, what I believe in, the right.
So you believe that it's all right for people to break away from traditions and still be able to define who they are?
Yes, I believe that strongly.
Do you have a personal story involving that you think is relevant to that?
Well, personally, my parents, they believe in, as a child growing up, you're not supposed to associate yourself with people who are not your kind. And with me, being a friendly person and coming out as a child, I broke that so many times because I went around everybody except if the individual told me that I don't like you being around me. But I always around people, whether it be of my tribe or no tribe, as long as they will understand me, I understand them, I will always around them. And that my parent had real reaction to it. For that reason, they always like make me to be busy, kept me busy, but I always managed like to do my work on time. And when my hustlers is done, it's like when it comes to school work, whether the person is Muslim or the person is what, we all sit together and do work together.
Okay. What I just asked you, like, do you think that there's a system in place that prevents people from, like, identifying?
I believe that it still exists. Like, you have Muslim, for example, they don't allow their women to be, like, associate themselves with other people. You have traditionally, they don't get married out of their tradition, but with civilization now being put in place, some of them still abide by it, but some, they are going contrary to it.
Do you think that people need to break away from these systems and unsaid rules in order for the world to be more of an open place for people to be who they are?
If the system or whatever is being put in place is not harming anyone and is for the benefit of everybody, I believe it should be a workout. But if it is something that will prevent one from being themselves, some people have the right to be who they are.
But that's the thing. Historically, there has been systems in place to make it hard for certain groups to identify themselves. For example, Reaganomics was during the time period from 1980 to 1988 in which Ronald Reagan was president. Ronald Reagan is considered by some to be one of the greatest presidents America has ever had. However, this was far from the truth when it came to minority groups. Reaganomics included the trickle-down theory in which Reagan gave tax breaks to the upper class, believing that the extra money the upper class saved would trickle down to the lower class or working class citizens. However, Reagan also conveyed the idea of the welfare queen. She was portrayed as a lower class black woman living off the government, and as a result, many upper class refused to give money to minorities. However, the harsh reality was that the black unemployment rate was at a devastating 22%, and by 1983, the black poverty rate had reached 25%. Even with this oppression, on the East Coast, there was still a sense of equality at nightclubs. Clubs, including the Roxy, became grounds where everyone came with nothing to hold back. People from different backgrounds came to nightclubs on the East Coast without any sense of danger. People were just allowed to let loose and not have to worry about their troubles. Reagan's America was a time where blacks faced a lot of opposition. Whether it was poverty or discrimination, blacks became more aware of how far of a gap their skin color created. This was a system in place which made it hard for many blacks and Latinos to identify themselves. However, it was in this time where people were struggling, found their identity in nightlife, voicing their opinions, or just exploring their art. On the bigger scale, the world seems to see that in a time of struggle, that their identity is impossible to find. But in the example of Reaganomics, minorities proved that they were still able to show who they were throughout the country. So do you think that right now the system is really benefiting everybody?
Personally, I'm not going to say the system is benefiting everybody.
So it does need to be changed then, right?
It need to be changed. Because stereotyping can lead one to do something that they didn't plan to do because you're being provoked. But everybody not the same, because knowing me, even you can say Liberians, they are a bunch of thief, or they can kill people. Personally, with people like that, I don't stand to exchange words with them because I consider them to be very ignorant until they come to know the truth.
But do you think that this ignorance comes from the system because it's basically built that way, right?
Well, I will not say it's from the system. It's because the system is not built in human being. Even if one person make the system, but we as human being can change the system.
Okay. And that's the point that I'm trying to make. The systems established in today's society only have the power of defining individuals if we allow them to. Throughout the history of Reaganomics and other examples, people have still found a way to be themselves even if the system was against them. And it is in these systems that is when our true identity comes out, because we say to ourselves what we like, what we don't like, what we will choose to stand for, and what we choose not to stand for. As human beings, our identity is essential to how we see the world and how we will treat other people. But these systems are put in place to destroy the fact that we should know that we can define ourselves. But when people realize the power of their own identity, then we will be able to live in a world where everyone is allowed to be who they are. My name is Awali Vesley, and I thank you for listening to my podcast.